Connect 4. A fine canonical basis from representations of Tam Quiver. Maybe I won't say also this lecture not so much new things, okay. I really want to understand why we should consider a canonical basis. For very long time, I don't realize why canonical basis is so canonical to consider, okay. And recently, I think I answered the first article by some part of first article by Lustig. And I want to tell you, if we understood his idea for finite type, then we can extend the result to the affine type. You know, there is a lot of investigation for canonical basis of affine type. For example, the famous, the quite popular now, that's a paper by the Beck, Cherry, Priestley, that give the algebraic way for the canonical basis. But I did here just because I want to understand the Lustig. But also I want independent with Lustig. And I mean that use the idea, give a self-contained the construction why we have canonical basis for a fine case. Okay. So this is just I want to talk here. Of course, again, I use the ring of four algebra. This is the multiplicity here, just a sigma this one. But if you want we'll compare with the quantum good, you should twist ring of four algebra. That's I use this notation. It's U alpha U beta star production okay. And then integrable basis of this the star whole algebra, the composition algebra, composition subalgebra of this one. And what is the Q here? I consider just this means. If I can do for these things, that means I do for this case. Okay? So, what is the dimension vector for this case? This is just D1, D2. It's a dimension vector. And, in fact, I have also a random quiver for this, the representations of this quiver. If you, this is the 1, 0, this is the 2, 1, here is just the 3, 2, continue something. And then here, just the 1, 1, 2, 2, and the 3, 3 here, also here, also here. And then here is the 2, 3, here is the 1, 2, here is just the 0, 1. This is all indecomposable objects here, okay. Then I have the elements in this the ring of algebra, this ID, I defined this one, sigma. This U alpha here, And but here alpha is choose this from this the repetitions V alpha, the dimension vector equal to D. For this dimension vector D. And also V alpha is regular. Regular means the repetitions take from the middle part, not from this part and from this part. And for example, if here D equal to 2, 2, then the module, this guy, U this guy, plus U this guy, plus, but also the direct sum of 2 of this one, or direct sum, that's all dimension vector equal to 2, 2, okay? But we consider the situation over finite field. This is still finite dimension, okay? This one. That's okay? So this is clear. This good. And also, if you have an element, C alpha, U alpha, here belong to your Ringel algebra, then I say what is Rx? Rx just attack all this part, C alpha, U alpha, here the alpha, such that V alpha is regular. So for elements here, some alpha is regular, some alpha not regular. But I take that only the regular part. So this is called the regular part. Of X. Good. Now also I use this one, rotation U and delta plus alpha 1. What's that one? This is equal to this U alpha. This alpha where this is this from this V alpha. Dimension vector equals in fact just N plus 1 N. Because here is N. Alpha 1 is just 1, 0. So this is N plus 1, N, just like this one. Good. And also, you have U N delta minus alpha 1. In fact, that's corresponding to N minus 1, N. And also, you have U N delta plus alpha 2. This is N plus 1. Here, also, you have U N delta minus alpha 2. This is N. Minus 1, okay? 1. Just another. So these elements, all these elements belong to the pre-projective or pre-injective parts of this way. Okay? Good. And then I set the E1 just U alpha 1. This is the Chevalier generator corresponding to these elements here. And then also E2 equals U alpha 2. This is Chevalier generator corresponding to this point here. Good. And then I have E N delta plus alpha 1 equal to V minus U N delta plus alpha 1. And E N delta plus alpha 2 also equal to U N delta plus alpha 2. That's not in a sense the difference, just some of the coefficients here for our calculation. And then I define this one. E beta theta. This one equal to E2 star E1 minus V minus 2 E1 star E2. In fact, this is equal to V, this one, R delta. If you remember what is RD, then you know this, just this one, this element. And also for N delta here, and then is equal to E M minus beta plus alpha 2 star E1 minus V minus square E1 times E M minus beta plus alpha 2. Sorry. And in fact, this is equal to V minus 3M plus 1. This is just the R from the U A minus theta times plus alpha 2. Here times U 1. And what is R means? Just take the regular part. What does that mean? That means this element just take from this layer, N theta layer, for all elements commutator, okay, something like this one. Okay, good. good. We have the following relation. Because for this situation, almost everything you can calculate. Okay? Then the relation is this one. First one, E delta, E N delta plus alpha 1. This bracket here equal to, I use this quantum number for V. You know what is V. E M plus 1 delta plus alpha 1. And also, I have the relation E N delta plus alpha 2 E delta theta is equal to this number also, but this time I don't want to write down V also. M plus 1 delta plus alpha 2. Okay. And also I define, also I get, can get this relation. I define this already. Okay. E R plus S plus 1 delta here. This in fact equal to E R delta plus alpha 2 times E S delta plus alpha 1 minus V square E S delta plus alpha 1 times E R delta plus alpha 2. What does that mean? That means just say if you use elements from here, you consider the commutator of them, you can have the regular parts elements here, just like this one. And also, E N delta plus alpha 1 times E M delta plus alpha 1 is equal to sigma T equal to 0 to A minus M. And this is the AT, here is A minus M, and E M plus T delta plus alpha 1 times E A minus T delta plus alpha 1. I'm sorry, so many calculations, but I will tell you what means that after some preparation. Here, N is bigger than M. And also, you have the similar E M delta plus alpha 2 times E N delta plus alpha 2. Then this is equal to sigma T equal to 0. And this number also, A minus M, this number, AT, A minus M, E, A minus T, and theta plus alpha 2, and the star E M plus T beta plus alpha 2. Here, also this number A, T, N minus M is always belong to this the integer ring. And in fact, we can get the exact number for this one. In fact, this is obtained by the Bowman and in fact by Kaplow and so on. By Bowman and Kaplow. That's what that means. That means you choose two elements in one component, then you know how to calculate them. Just what that means. Okay, good. Okay. And then I set E zero data. You see the difficult question for us is just root vector for imaginary root. For real root, that's okay. It's just some coefficient change, that's no problem. For imaginary roots, but also what I define here, E zero data equal to one. And E k data equal to this thing k s minus k e s beta theta star e k minus s theta. This one thing, there is number. I just realized that this number is in fact is the first gift to Xuqing Chen. The number says for this k data, this one is exactly just your R k data. You know what, how to define the k data? RD here, like something like this one. And then, of course, there's a little bit of difference between just the small v minus 2k. So, that means for imaginary roots, this one, they still have meaning in the representations of the quiver. It's just you take all regular elements here, the dimension equal to the k data. Okay, regular. Good. And then the following two relations is also important for our calculation. This I write down E n data times E m data plus alpha 1. That's equal to sigma k equal to 0 n plus 1 minus k and E m plus n minus k here data plus alpha 1 and times E k data. Good. And also E m data minus alpha 1 times E n data is equal to sigma k equal to 0 and n plus 1 minus k here E k data times E m n minus k beta minus alpha 1. Okay, so what does that mean? That means if you take one element here and one the whole element here, how to calculate that one? This is the answer for this question. I hope the calculation here, that's enough. I don't want to make more calculation for this one. Good. Of course, what is our best ring? This is should be integer. This one. Okay. And what is our algebra for kinetic basis? This should be this one. And in fact, this is equal to C star Q. But you will say, for this the composition algebra, this the Q is just the order of the finite field. And then this is not a generic form in some sense. So you couldn't say over this the A. But you see the formula here is unchanging if you change the finite field. Because any formula here, the Q is there. You always Q or always Q squared. So that means a generic form, giving you generic form. Okay, so we have this one. And then this is the subalgebra. Generalized by the divided power of Chevalier generators. Okay? That's the E1 and E2 and here and 0. Okay? Just this one. Then our calculation, from our calculations here, we find EM data plus alpha 1, EK data, and EN data plus alpha 2. This belongs to our algebra. Okay, right? From which one? I don't know. I think, for example, from maybe from this one or something like this one. Okay, that's easy. Okay, fine. And then I have a definition here for partition. W equals to W1, W2, Wm. This is the partition of number n. Then I define what is the EW. This EW I define, in fact, just EW1 data times EW2 data times EWM data. Okay? For the P, that means the sum module over the pre-project module, components, the pre-project. And all pre-injective. That means all in that part, or in that part, not the regular part. I put these elements in the whole algebra. This is equal to V minus DIMK P, but also DIMK ENDP and UP. I should say here I use K, K finite field, but the K is changed sometimes. But I say the number of this one is unchanged. Because for pre-injective, this number is always fixed for any finite field. Okay, good. It can be decomposable. Okay. Then, our theorem. This theorem, in fact, belongs to many people. Okay, but I like to write down this one. P star E W and then star I. Here the P is pre-projective. I pre-injective. And W is just a partition of number n. Here n is a non-negative one. So for all of this one, of course, this is the elements belong to the composition algebra, right? Okay. Let's say this is a. No, I couldn't kill this one. I have to kill this one. This is a. This is a right down here. This is a. Integral basis of this algebra. What means the integral just the basis over this flower A? Okay? Then this, in fact, this due to many persons, I think. In fact, I couldn't give a complete list of this one, okay? I think some people, Chinese people, do this one also. And also, I think, but the first one, I think, due to the, how to say that? Demi Annie, okay? And also Beck and Cherry and so on. But I should say that for him, he similar with this one, but didn't say the integral basis of that. For them, they give the similar this form of that, but didn't say what it means corresponding to the rectangular equivalent. Okay, right. Okay, this just so this is the first preparing result for that one. And this is the first part. Half hour already, huh? Okay. Less than half. Okay, good. Okay, good. Sorry. Okay, I should need a bit quicker. For C belong to this I plus. What means that? That means for any positive root, C you is a map from the positive root to the non-negative numbers. So just this means. And then, if, no, this should be careful. I'm sorry. Should be careful. I give an order on positive roots. Positive there. What is the order that n delta plus alpha 1? That means belong to negative part. So this one is always smaller m delta, m the middle part, regular part. So always smaller l delta plus alpha 2. This is l m n. This one. And this is n delta plus alpha 1 is always smaller m minus plus 1 delta plus alpha 1. This because, for example, this is smaller than this one. This is smaller than this one, just like this one. And then m delta is smaller m plus 1 delta. And also l plus 1 delta plus alpha 2 smaller than m delta plus alpha 2. We just from left to right, that means, okay. Then for this C belong to n r plus, okay? If this one C alpha not equal to 0, I suppose this C is a support finite for any C. The only finite many non-zero. Okay, then you can write down according to the two-to-the order here. This should be alpha 1, alpha 2, something, alpha k. Okay, if like this one. And then you set what is EC? It's just E alpha 1 C alpha 1, but this is divide the power of that one, okay? Star E alpha 2 C alpha 2 divide power star E alpha K C alpha K, this divide power this way. Okay, so just like, in fact, it's very similar with the theorem here. So this theorem also from the left to right. Okay, like this one. And then, what is the theorem? same as here. In fact, this says that this is EC. C belongs to this one, is the integer base of this one. This is exactly the same as here, but I use this notation belong to those two. You use this notation to the next. In fact, that's the same as there. That means you arrange the indecomposable module there, and then from left to right, then this is but of course, if this is the imaginary rules, we have a special way to define this way. You remember I prepared that? And then you write down the PBW basis of that. Okay? Good. But, okay. If we consider the construction of the Becker, Cherry, and Priestley, then lose a very important information from original work of the Lustig. Lustig given the PBW basis and also monomial basis for finite type. But he used a very important order, he called it the geometrical order. That geometrical order is determined by the orbit variety, the dimension of that orbit. And then I should find this order. I think this is very important. If we can find this one, and then the Lustig way, it works very well. Okay, good. I just, why? Second two. I say for this one. And then I define BC alpha was this one. This is just C alpha alpha. It's stupid, it seems. Just this I'll call n squared. Why? Because alpha is a root, it's just a dimension vector. And the C alpha is just the multiplicity of that. So this is still this is the dimension vector of this one. And then also I define DC here equal to sigma C alpha alpha. Okay. This also belongs to n squared. Okay? And then for D equal to D1, D2 belong to n squared, I define this ED. This is a good definition for that. What is ED? It's just equal to E2 D2 times E1 D1. So what's this one? This, in fact, is the monomial on Chevalier generators. Our Chevalier generators are E2 and E1. So this is a monomial on Chevalier generator. So if here C alpha not equal to zero, so finite many for fixed C, okay, then I can arrange the order according to our order here, alpha 1, alpha 2, alpha k. And then here is the M1 data, MT data, and then beta 1, beta S. Here, because the alpha is a root, and here is on left part, on pre-project part. Here, of course, the imaginary roots in the middle part. Now here, this is on right part, that's the pre-injective part. Okay, good. I set what is EC. Then the EC, I equal to EC alpha 1, alpha 1, this one. According to definition here, this is also monomial, right? Times E C alpha K and alpha K. Okay? And then times E C M1 data M1 data. Because this also dimension vector, this according to definition, is also monomial, okay? And then continue, and continue to EC beta S, beta S, and so on. So this one. This is a monomial. On E1, E2, but in divide power. Okay, good. Okay, then for C is this, in fact this C determines a PPW basis. Also you can think this is just a module over the quiver. This is from left to right, so how down there, right. Okay, then I choose, this is a big C. In fact this is a module of the quiver. What's this one? This is equal in the direct sum of C alpha, this multiplicity, V alpha, here alpha plus this one. Notice that this is not unique. If alpha is real roots, of course this choose for this V alpha is unique. But if alpha is the imaginary roots, then you have many choice because for imaginary roots here, or imaginary root here, the same, use the dimension the same. But you choose one, that's V alpha, that's okay. And then you have the orbit. If you remember what it means orbit in the module category, that's this orbit is OC, OVC, this one, this orbit. And then I will notice that C is not unique, but dimension, this orbit OC, this is unique. It's independent of this choice. This is fixed. Why? Because if you choose this one, replace this one. Then this module, the dimension of this the orbit is the same. The dimension will be the same. Okay, this is fixed. Okay, number. Let you feel boring, I think. What? I'm sorry. Alpha, beta is the two roots. Then, if alpha is left of the beta, then I say E alpha star E beta. Notice that this is a monomial. This is also monomial on Chevalier generators. Then that's equal to E alpha star E beta. But this is in the PPW basis. This is also in PPW. This is the elements in PPW basis. Plus sigma, here V minus delta C, EC. Here, this C is NIT, but dimension of the orbit OVC is smaller dimension O V alpha plus O V beta. This is very important, I think, but also just one special case. Let's say for monomial with the PPW basis, you have the transformation matrix that is a triangular matrix with a diagonal equal to 1. this, just mean this one. Okay, I give the general of this result. What are you, what? Okay. Oh, C.
That one.
Which one? Oh, this is a number. Okay, anyway, this is a number of index of that. I couldn't prove this is a positive one, but this is notation used by the Lustig. But anyway, this is it just means the first term is this one, and then this is the remaining term of this. That's okay. And then proposition. For any C, then we have this GC. This is a monomial, right? According to our definition. This should be equal to sigma C prime H C prime C E C prime, where C prime belong to this one, and then dimension vector V C prime equal to dimension vector V C. Okay, of course you this the same dimension vector. Okay, you if you take this one here, H C prime C belong to this A, this integer ring, satisfy this one. First one, HCC equal to 1. So that means the first term is 1, okay? 2, if HC prime C not 0, and also C prime not equal to C, then you have an order, geometric order. What means that order? Dimension OVC prime is smaller then dimension OVC. Good. The final one, this is easy, of course. EC bar, we have a bar structure for the composition algebra, for quantum group. And this is equal to EC. That's okay? Because this is a divided power of the monomial. So what is the bar? Bar fixed the Chevalier generators. But V to V minus 1, K, I to K minus I, okay? So, because of the fixed generator, Chevalier generator, so fix the monomial of that, because the bar is a homomorphic of, isomorphic of that. So, this is of course. So, the most important property is this one and this one. So, that means you have a family of the monomial on the Chevalier generators with relation with the PPW basis. This is our PPW basis. But the transformation matrix is just a triangular matrix with a diagonal equal to 1. So, of course, this should be a basis, monomial basis, right? Okay, good. Then this is the method is given by the Lustig. This one, of course, this should be also elements in our algebra. There should be have the this form C prime eta C prime C E C prime. Here is eta C prime C belong to this ring also. And what is the proposition for this one? They say eta CC equal to 1. Also satisfy the condition there. And if eta C prime C not equal to 0, and also C not equal to C prime, then there you have the geometric order. Dimension OVC prime smaller than dimension OVC. Okay, good. Of course, now you have EC. This is the element in PPW basis, right? EC should be equal to E double bar structure. The bar is involution. So you double bar is unchanging. Okay? You see. But what is E, this one? So this should be equal to C prime here. Eta C prime C bar E C prime bar. Okay? But what is E C prime bar? This should be sigma C prime eta C prime C bar, and this one I use the formula here also, right? This should be sigma C2 prime eta C2 prime C1 prime E C2 prime. And then it should be equal to sigma C prime C2 prime and eta C prime C eta C prime C prime E C2 prime. Okay. But this is the basis here. So that should be orthogonal relation. Orthogonal relation C prime equal to eta C prime C and eta C2 prime C prime equal to delta C C prime. And then by loose stick. Right? That's okay? Yes, C C prime C prime C double prime equal this one. Because this is the basis of here. Okay, there's something wrong. Okay, but you understand. Okay, anyway, by loose stick. But of course, I don't want to buy loose stick. You know, I really want to avoid the loose stick. Okay, so but by loose stick here is just a linear algebra. It's a linear algebra technical. That's the easy part. Okay, so this is the. Then they say exists only one. To C, C prime C, such that what? That's okay. First one, to C, C prime C, equal to sigma C2 prime eta C prime C double prime C bar C double prime C, like this one. And here, satisfy this relation, this is O V C prime, small or equal to dimension orbit of V C prime, and smaller or equal to dimension OVC, the geometric order. Second one, let's say QC C equal to 1. Third one, the QC C prime C belong to V minus 1. V minus 1. If C not equal to C prime. Okay. Because you have two triangular transformation matrix, and then by a linear algebra technical in his study in the cell, they have this one. And then you set this element is equal to sigma C here, C prime. QC C prime C E C prime. You see here, this is a PPW basis. That means the element here is represented by the PPW basis. Okay? And then serum. This is the this one say belong to this one. Is the kaolinic basis. First, this is the integer basis. Why? Because this is the transformation, the matrix is also the triangular with the diagonal equal to 1. And second, this is a bar fixed. Why is this a bar in fixed? I don't know. It's easy. And after that, the prepare there, this is, it become easy, okay? Then this bar is fixed. So this is the kaolinic basis. So, we get kaolinic basis for this situation. The kaolinic basis. N tuber. Oh, you say UQ. A and 1. This well done by Lustig. Of course, we have no chance to ask Lustig, but I ask you to ask Schiffman. Right or not? Okay? Then, what means that? Let's say, canonical, basis is given by this is a geometric meaning BM sigma I N V minus I plus DIM O N minus DIM O M. And then dimension is the intersection cohomology H O N I O M. Here is N. This is a kaolinic basis. But for the tuber situation, for this situation, this is well done. For the, of course, I don't know this number. Anyway, this is a positive number. Okay, that's okay. This we have this kaolinic basis for the, and this is also PPW basis for the whole algebra, that one. And also one part of this one is the PPW basis, that's the composition algebra, right? Okay. And in fact, this also combinatorially by the loose, by Ringer. Similar with, okay, I have time. He finds the monomial basis. W1 is E1. So WT is ET. This one. And then become BM pi, just for some spatial modules here, right? Okay. Plus the remaining parts, okay. Dimension A M lambda B M lambda. Okay? And lambda smaller than pi. Something like this one. I only want the first term of that one. Okay? Then this corresponding to WI corresponding to the simple modules for this tuber, but this is called quasi simple. Okay. So theorem. Find the theorem. I don't know. This other Zhang trying to work with them. I say this is the quantum group for a fine type. Then of course this is equal to this one. C star Q has a this is the basis, integer basis. It's B equal to EC, in fact EC equal to P from a pre-project of components, okay? Then star T, oh, where is T? I don't know. What is T? No, I didn't define that, but I don't know how to define that. Okay, T1 and T2, most T3. And then, it's a phi E omega and I, this one. Here, P is pre-project. And I, 2 minutes, pre-injective, and the TI is just the monomial basis or canonic basis from here, from our tuber, and then here, phi, E, omega. What means that? I just give a graph to say this one. What is this your the orthogonal random quiver for the three non-homogeneous tuber and then homogeneous tuber and pre-injective like something like this one. I say this PPW base is constituted of this part first from the root vector from this part and then the final part from this part and then for any non-homogeneous tuber is given by Lustig, also in the paper of the Schiffman and Basler and so on. And also for this, you just come back that one. This one, this one, this one, this one, this one. But they still have the embedding of this canonical algebra to this affine cosmodic algebra. And then index for this index for P1K. For this embedding, you embed in this the E omega for this canonical algebra. Then two here, then this is the PPW basis. The question is that, for this PPW basis, you still have geometry order, as we did for the canonical algebra. And then, you have the triangular matrix, diagonal equal to 1, and then, use the same method to get the canonical basis. Good. I stop here. Thank you very much.